Hi guys, my name is Mahati Gopinathan, as you all know, and today I'm here with Sonal Gupta, and she runs a youth organization or nonprofit called Unitedly. So, hi Sonal, nice to
Hi,
meet you.
nice to meet you.
If you want to start off with a brief overview of your nonprofit slash youth organization.
Mahathi said, we're a youth organization. So we're student run and everything. And basically, we just have people make a bunch of different types of art forms that have to do with all these global issues. And our goal is to help publish that and advocate for these global issues. So that's kind of what our organization does.
Okay, that sounds really cool, especially in like the current political and just overall world climate that we're in right now. So good job on that.
Thanks.
So my first question for you is, why did you start your organization?
Okay, so there's kind of like a story behind this. It was back in May. I had just turned 16, and a few days later, BLM had started. And so I was like, it's a new year for me, and all this stuff is going around in the world. And as a person of color, I kind of sympathized for the Black people, obviously. And so I felt this need that I had to kind of do something. And I was trying to think of all these ways that I could help out the world. And I was originally gonna like write articles and like make a book or something, try to do something like that. And so I did my research, I figured out what's going on, and I was like, hey, there's like all these organizations that kind of help out with this stuff. And so I was like, why don't I create one? So that way it's not just me helping out, I can get a bunch of other people involved and create like this organization. So that's basically why I started it, how I started it. It was just like this idea that came, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have to be the only one. A bunch of people can help me out.
Yeah, definitely. Were you inspired by like different nonprofits in our local area? Because we're both from Massachusetts, so.
Not actually in our local area. I was inspired by other, like a few national organizations and a few organizations based in actually California. I joined a few and I was like, oh, I kind of see like how they kind of like do their stuff and like what their goals are. And so I created like a different kind of goal in a different kind of way.
So you mentioned that you created the youth organization so that you could have a bunch of people work together. So I know like when we were first talking, you mentioned that you had a team. So could you describe like why you chose certain people to be on your team and what individual roles are in your team?
Yes, so right now I have a small leadership team for now, because we only started, like, we've only been here for like, what, 10-ish days or something. It's really small time period right here. So basically, I chose people that I thought were qualified enough for like what I wanted them to do, what I wanted them to see, promote, etc. And so my one thing was I did not want to pick a really close friend at my school because I was like, how am I gonna like divide this up? I can't be like a friendly boss and like help them and be their friend. So I was like, I need to pick people I know that are qualified, that are my friends, and that don't go to my school immediately. And so I kind of just sent them a text. I sent two of them a text. They replied with yeses, which was great. And so I got my director of volunteers, Rhea Patney. She lives in Missouri. She works with me. She basically does what I do, contacts the volunteers first directly, and then I go on from there doing everything. And I got my chief of blog management. Her name's Angela Key. She's now in California, and she just helps with all, like, obviously the blog aspect of everything. So that's kind of how I chose them, why I chose them. I'm really happy I chose them. They're really good at their jobs, which is really nice.
Kind of like going off of that, since you mentioned that both of them are in different states, did you know them like before? Like, did they used to live in Massachusetts and then they moved?
Kind of. So, Angela, our chief of blog management, we used to go to the same school, but then we split schools, and she moved recently, and so now she's just there now. I met Rhea, we actually met at like a summer camp, like a national summer camp or something one summer. And so I knew she lived in a different state from that, from then on. But, like, I just picked her because she was really qualified for this position.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that you have people who you aren't too close to, so you won't have, like, different biases and stuff like that. So I think that was, like, really good on your part. Okay, so now more on to your organization itself. So what would you say is your mission? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
Our mission is, it's big but simple. We just want to normalize the idea of equality. Because even in this country, we say, like, oh, like, you know, equality is a thing, everyone's equal, but people kind of view each other differently. And we just want to, like, kind of prevent that from happening. We want to be like, hey, you assuming this about this person, this isn't really, like, nice. That's kind of what our goal is. So our mission here is to, like, normalize equality.
Yeah, like, especially with, like, the Black Lives Matter movement and all of, like, this racism that we've been seeing recently and discrimination, people have so many more prejudices than you think they do.
Definitely.
Some people hold themselves on a higher level than other people, which obviously shouldn't happen because we're all human.
Exactly. Like, going off of what you said, we can't control our skin color. I mean, that's all scientific. So I don't understand why there is this prejudice. Why is there racism?
Mm-hmm.
So,
So, I mean, I kind of mentioned this in the previous question, but what do you want to accomplish? Like, what are you aiming to achieve with your nonprofit?
Okay, so obviously, thinking about this on a bigger scale, the main goal of everything we do is to have equality, but we are so far away from that as a world, as like a global community right now. I mean, we are steps and years away from having a world where everyone is seen as an equal. And so our direct aim is to take the first step towards that. Because obviously I won't be able to make, or like we won't be able to make everyone have this one mindset that everyone is equal, which is like a good mindset. So our goal right now is just to take that first step and to have a bunch of people see that this matters and have a bunch of people advocate for it. So that's kind of like our first aim right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a good thing to go for.
Mm-hmm.
So your organization is, from what I can tell, it tackles different issues.
Yeah.
So who is like your target audience? Like, who are you trying to like help or represent?
Okay, so if you were to look at our organization, we have different projects, and those projects are basically targeting different audiences to help. So obviously, our first one was the BLM project. That's aiming to help Black lives, Black people, that kind of stuff. We have like another like LGBTQ project. That's to help our LGBTQ community because there's a lot of issues going on. That actually isn't talked about a lot. So that's kind of to help them. And so kind of like that, we have a bunch of different audiences right now. So that's kind of how we're structured, where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you can elaborate on some of the projects that you mentioned?
Yes. So BLM project, self-explanatory. We're helping out Black lives through everything we do. And we're like an art community. We have people make different forms of art. It can literally be anything. Art, writing, sculpting, podcasts like this one, music, anything. And we promote promote BLM through the BLM project. We do the same thing with our LGBTQ project. That's to help them. We have a feminism project, women empowerment and stuff. Our main goal there is to kind of, well, first, our main goal there is to educate on what feminism is, because there's a lot of, like, people don't really understand what feminism is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more on equality. It's not saying women are greater than men or anything. So there it's kind of, like, education. and it's also promoting women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And we also have our mental health project, and that's to help anyone or advocate for anyone who has mental health issues, mental disorders. It's not just a thing that people do for attention. 12-year-olds can be depressed. It's a thing. People can have mental issues. So that's kind of our four main projects for now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any projects planned for like the future? Have you thought about that?
I actually have. I haven't discussed this like formally or anything yet, but I want to start a cultural appreciation project, because what I see here a lot, even through like media, you look at someone who's East Asian and then people just assume that person's Chinese. You look at someone who's South Asian, you kind of just assume their culture or that they eat like curry or something. There's a lot of like bias and stereotypes that are kind of here. And I kind of want to show like there's other cultures. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's like that. Like if you reversed it here in America, it would look weird if like a bunch of people went up to a white person and was like, oh, are you like English? Like, do you guys just eat hot dogs or something? That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid the way I'm explaining it, but that's kind of what I mean. And so I think I want to start like a project where I'm like educating about all the different cultures, ethnicities and stuff that is out there so people can see that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, kind of like going more in depth with that. I don't know if you've thought about this yet, because like you said, it's still like in the planning stages and stuff, but would it be kind of like a class or a course that's taught by different people from different cultures, or what is like the style for it?
So there's a few things. People can make, I was thinking volunteers could make artwork depicting different kinds of cultures. They can write informative articles if they'd like. We also have like a segment where volunteers can make videos. So if they'd like, they can like record themselves talking about like, I don't know, history or modern day traditions or something about a culture or a certain type of ethnicity. And then obviously I go from there and give it to the people.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm really excited to see how that turns out, because I mean, we live in a very, what we consider to be a diverse state. Obviously there's always room for improvement everywhere in terms of diversity and cultural representation, but I feel like you're going in the right direction for that.
That's the goal.
So talking about goals, what are your organization's goals for the near future or the far future?
Goals for the near future, okay, I mean, as an organization, right now, our goal is to grow and educate, because mm-hmm. obviously we have been established for a short period of time. We want to get the word out there that, hey, people can help out. And two, if you go onto our like Instagram page, right now, everything is mostly just like educating, like, hey, this is what's going on in the world. Hey, here's ways to like help this out, that kind of stuff. So I think our like immediate goal as a startup is to like educate, and from there on, we will start to go on and like advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Definitely. So why are your goals important? Like, why do you think these are goals that need to be met?
Why do I think these goals need to be met? Okay. So as a person of color, personally, I have felt like people have like seen me, judged me based on how I look or what my race is. And that kind of feeling is really uncomfortable. It's not something that I've ever liked. It's not something that I support at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the goal here, or why it's important, is because I don't think anyone should seriously feel like that. They shouldn't feel uncomfortable to like talk in a different language outside with their family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Or me being Indian, obviously, I shouldn't feel uncomfortable in fifth grade bringing like different kinds of food to lunch. Like, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
And so all that kind of, those kind of small details in my life, I was like, no one should feel that. And so that's kind of why this is important.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing this, like, from what I can tell, you're doing this for both your generation, our generation, and for future generations.
Yeah, I feel like if we educate and if we seriously empower this current generation, we're obviously going to be controlling the world in a few more years, mm-hmm. In the future. And so if we manage to, like, heal, like, I guess, the wrongdoings of the world, yeah, as much as we can, I feel like that'll kind of help out newer generations. But that's mm-hmm. kind of what the aim here is.
So again, with the goals, your goals or like your aims, like what you're aiming towards, does that help or meet the needs of the community in your opinion?
Okay, so in a way, yes. In a way, in the sense that we're trying to help the community as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't make a law that's like, hey, like, don't do this. Like, I can't do that. But in a way, as much as I can, yes, because it's to promote equality. And mm-hmm. second of all, it gives value and importance to the people that are helping out. So everyone that's, like, actually helping us out, they feel important because they're helping out this important cause. So that's kind of how we meet the needs of the community. We give importance to the issue, and we give importance to the people that are helping out with the issue, like prevent yeah. the issue.
Definitely. Are you targeting like a smaller community, so like a specific, like just minorities or just the LGBTQ community? Or what is it?
I guess, I guess it would be anyone that's oppressed. Mm-hmm. That's kind of who we're helping out here. Because with the cultural appreciation thing, that's to like help minorities that are oppressed, LGBTQ, help the oppressed LGBTQ community. That mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
So, yeah. So what differentiates your organization from other organizations, whether they be in the community, in the country, or even worldwide?
I think the main thing that sets us out or differentiates us is that we give our volunteers, we give them total and complete freedom of their creativity. Mm-hmm. There's no rules, there's no due dates, there's no assignments like, hey, draw something about this, submit it by this so I can post it this. That's not a thing. Yeah. We like prompt our volunteers like, hey, this week we kind of want to focus on like Black influencers or something on our story. Mm-hmm. And so if you want, you can create something and we'll have it posted up or something. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of prompt and there's no like assignments and due dates. I know like there's a lot of organizations out there that have like, or at least like their writing portion, they have like due dates and stuff. I didn't want to do any of that. I just want to keep it kind of easy. So that's, I think, what differentiates us.
Mm-hmm. So in keeping it easy, do you think you've like, and I say this in quotes, lacked a bit from different organizations?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
So like, have you felt that you haven't been getting as much accomplished as you wanted to because you don't have set due dates?
No, because I feel like if I were to have set due dates, it turns into a thing where it might put stress on the volunteers or like, I don't know. I just don't want that. Like, I don't want it to be like school. I don't want it to be something like that. I just wanted to create something easygoing. So I don't think we're lacking anything yet. Hopefully we don't ever. So I don't think we're lacking anything in that sense. Because I know, I'm pretty sure if I work with like a few other organizations and the ones that like have more freedom and no due dates, they tend to do a little better mm-hmm. in my case, at least. So that's kind of what I'm going based off of.
So I know like your organization has only been around for a little less than 2 weeks or so. But have you run into any problems or issues?
Not yet. no issues, which is a really great thing. Hopefully we don't run into any issues in the future either. So yeah, so everything's pretty good for now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So do you think you could talk more, because I know you said that volunteers can submit artwork and stuff, but are there opportunities that the rest of the community who aren't volunteering could have? Like, are there any opportunities for the community in your organization?
So I, again, we're a startup, so I haven't really planned everything out, like finalized everything. Yeah. But in the future, I do hope to open like a donation section. That way, like, you don't have to volunteer. You can just donate to like certain organizations or to us, and we go out from there and do certain things. So that's kind of a few things we're keeping in mind for people that don't directly volunteer with us. Mm-hmm.
So last question. If I were part of the outside community, where would I go to learn more about your organization? So where can people find you?
Awesome. So our most active place right now is Instagram. Our website also has all the information on it. Again, just because we're a startup, I didn't create like several social media accounts for now, but very soon I hope to get a Facebook started, hopefully like a YouTube started for everyone who wants to create like videos and stuff. And those are just a few things I'm keeping in mind that we'll start as soon as we grow and become established.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell us what your Instagram handle is?
Yes, our Instagram handle, it's pretty simple, united.lly, unitedly, no capitals or anything. Really simple, you guys can find us there.
All right, so thank you, Sunil, for coming and talking to us about your nonprofit/youth organization. And to everyone listening, please go check it out because it is an amazing organization and they're doing so much good for the community and for the world. Thank you for listening and hope to see you next time.